In the New York Times this morning, we read a story about love and baseball. We'll begin with the ending. A man named Jeffrey Quick, age 69, is putting up for auction a small collection of memorabilia. The items, including an old gray uniform, a wallet, and a signed baseball, come from one of the game's greatest and most beloved players, Lou Gehrig. But it's how these items came into Mr. Quick's family more than half a century ago that gets us to the heart of the matter. And we're joined now by Jeffrey Quick, who lives in New Jersey. Welcome to the program, Mr. Quick.
Thank you.
First, I want you to tell me about your mother and how she met Lou Gehrig.
She was introduced by a mutual friend of the family. Introduced her either to Lou or Lou's parents, Mom and Pop Gehrig, Christina Gehrig, and everyone knew her as Mom Gehrig.
And how would you characterize their relationship? How did they get to know one another?
Well, she, from what I understand, she did date him some. She never spoke that much about it. I don't really have a lot of detail about what they did when they were dating. My mom was pretty young at the time. Regardless of what happened with my mom and Lou, there was a lasting and I'll say even perhaps a loving relationship between my mom and his family.
Can I ask you about that? Because Lou Gehrig's mother, in particular, was said to have a say sometimes in the people that Lou Gehrig would bring home and decide to date. He was a bit shy with the ladies. He lived with his mother until he was 30 years old, and she sometimes vetoed the few women that he did bring home. Do you know if she initially vetoed your mother when they started dating?
It could have been vetoed by Mom. Perhaps Mom Gehrig thought, just not right for marrying my son, but I really like this person. She obviously liked my mom because the relationship lasted for years and years. It's a mystery, and it will forever remain a mystery because, as I mentioned, my mom just never disclosed that much about that aspect of a relationship with the Gehrig family, that is, between my mother and Lou.
So your family had a long-standing relationship with the Gehrig family, and the New York Times and its coverage today has a photograph of you. You were born after Lou Gehrig had died, but in this photograph, you're four. You're playing in a washtub, and Christina Gehrig, Mom Gehrig, is looking on, and she's smiling at you, and she's smiling. I mean, from the viewer's perspective, she looks like she's smiling at you like you're the grandchild that she never had.
There probably was a bond there, and perhaps she did look at it like that, as the grandchild she never had. That picture, by the way, was taken up in Bushkill, Pennsylvania, just on the banks of the Delaware River. My mom and dad had a very small vacation place there. It was pretty rustic.
So, Mr. Quick, let's talk about this memorabilia. How was it then that it passed on to your family?
Some of it may have even passed to my mom before Mom Gehrig passed away, but when she passed away in the early 1950s, her estate was left to my mom and one other lady.
Were there any letters or anything else that tell us a bit more about Lou Gehrig, the man?
I have a Christmas card that he sent to my mom. It was just, as I recall, it was just signed. I'm guessing if there were letters, and there probably were, some types of communications, for whatever reason, I don't know whether my mom destroyed him, but they didn't survive. And that is a little bit consistent with her not having said much, at least, about, you know, her relationship with him.
Well, Mr. Quick, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for sharing your memories and telling us more about this memorabilia.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I'm happy to be on the program.
We've been talking to Jeffrey Quick. He's putting up for auction a small but valuable collection of items that Lou Gehrig's mother, Christina Gehrig, gave to his mother, Ruth.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.